Hey, before we get started, if you are in Colorado and you know somebody who would appreciate a large format portrait, I would love to contact you and talk to you about how I could bring my large format camera out to maybe your grandmother, your grandpa, your parents, even your children, and make a photograph that is unlike anything you've ever seen made nowadays and create a photograph that would be special for your family. So if you're interested, give me a ring or email me at info@kennethweijde.com. All right, on with the show. Hey, I'm Kenneth Weijde. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my daily morning photography podcasts. So I just recorded a message for Seth Godin to explain in his latest episode, the one that I talked about yesterday, called Apertures. He's trying to explain why a lens is round, but a photograph is square or rectangular. And he didn't really understand. He was talking about how the aperture is like a gatekeeper, and somehow that is why the light spreads from a small circle and it turns into a square photograph, which is not true at all. And the real reason is because at the turn of the century or before, when George Eastman was making the first Kodaks, he was making a round photograph. But the problem is, it's very difficult to crop something that's round if you want to keep it round. So having a rectangle makes so you can turn it into a square. And so it was basically the lens projects an image onto either film or a sensor, and the center of it is what is designed so that the lens has to project light onto all four corners of that piece of film or sensor. Otherwise, you'd get a vignetted corner. On a large format camera, because there are camera movements, you can rise or lower the image with shifts and tilts. What they have done is make a lens that is much larger of an image circle than the film. So now you don't have to use just the center, and the lens isn't projecting just enough to cover all four corners. It's projecting a much larger circle, and you're able to say, I'm going to use this part over here. I'm going to use this part down here. So the reason that photographs are square is because we want to frame art, and art has traditionally been rectangular, not circular, and the lens is round. And if you give it a chance, it will make a round image. But then you'll have a difficult time cropping and framing your work. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's to good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks. Hey, before we get started, I just wanted to make a note that if you or you know somebody who has a large camera collection, or even just a few cameras that have been given to them or passed down in their family, and they're looking to sell them, it would be possible for me to go check them out and bring batteries and test them and let them know what they have. If you know somebody or you need that service, go to thecameraseller.com, and I have information there about how I can do an in-person consultation or online Zoom consultations and help you know exactly what that equipment is worth. So check it out, thecameraseller.com. Okay, on with the show.